And we are going travelling with our gentleman traveller at 17 minutes to 3 on 882 6PR. Chris Parry, welcome.
Good afternoon, Chrissy. How are you?
I am well. Now, as a fellow that's now travelled quite expansively globally, I'm sure that you will have a toilet story to add to our search for the best toilet or the best toilet story today.
All right. Well, I won't share you my top one or my second one, but I'll give you my third best. All right. Okay, in a far-flung place.
Why did I not see that coming?
In a far-flung place, yep. On a water village, very, very remote, was sent to a toilet that I needed to go to. Mm-hmm. Little bits of planking around it.
I'm still laughing at the joke.
There was a hole broken in the bottom. And at the bottom, where I just wanted to have a wee, in one corner was a snake curled up. And the other corner, where the hole was, where I was meant to do the wee, were boys down the bottom flicking up seashells at me. Trying to put me off my aim. I wasn't sure whether to aim for the seashells or the boys. So that's my third best.
That's your third best. That's pretty good. Unfortunately, you can't be in the running for a prize. But that was pretty impressive.
Fair enough.
There you go. Oh, dear me. Why is it men with really bad senses of humour today? All right, we're going travelling with you, aren't we? And you've got a special focus today.
Yeah, really special focus because as adults, I think a lot of our travel destinations are influenced by pop culture. So think of Eat, Pray, Love. We all want to go to
Bali
and Indonesia and India. Or
Da Vinci Code, let's go to Roma.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code, Rome, or The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, or further back in time, James Bond Island, all of those sorts of things.
I have been there, yes.
They become really strong destinations. Mm-hmm. But it's the kids as well that have strong bucket list ambitions for destinations. My own daughter, Matilda, her favourite movie is Blended. Romantic comedy with Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. They go off to South Africa, go to Sun City. I was able to make that happen, and she learned that fact is.
Did you sell one of her kidneys? How did you get there?
Yeah, no, I sold mine.
Okay, great.
I sold mine. Yeah. So what she learned was that fact is greater than fiction. She got to meet people that were extras in the movie. She got to work out how scenes couldn't be possible because of the location shoots, the timing and all those sorts of things. But it ticked off her number one bucket list to go to Sun City in South Africa. So I thought it would be really good to find out today from kids that are out there if they'd like to call in. Got a really good prize pack available.
Well, what have you got? We're going mad with prizes today.
Here's a backpack with travel snacks and notepads, and it wouldn't be a Parry pack without a first aid kit in there as well.
Oh. Now, we should just let people know that Chris Parry's father was a doctor who has instilled into Chris Parry a sense of sensibility and preparedness. So you really are the gentleman prepared Boy
Never
Scout.
Never travel without an Alco swab.
No, I think that's actually a very good hint. So we want kids to ring in on 922 11 882, and we'd like them to share with us where they'd like to go.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be international. When I was a kid, I used to watch those GWN ads that they'd show, footage around the state. It's where GWN broadcasts. And I think, gee, I want to go to the Gap in Albany, or I want to see Cable Beach in Broome. They're the things when you're sitting at home on a winter's night in Narrogin that inspire you to want to travel around your own state.
Oh, you're a Narrogin boy.
Yeah.
You could have been in that nude calendar if only you hadn't moved.
If only there'd been a 13th month.
There is that. Right, get in quick. If you'd like to win that prize, 922 11 882, kids, and even adults too, because I think for myself, I've got, as I said, those multiple children. Children now influence where I go to travel. We actually took our very first ever overseas trip with our kids last year. I think we went to Thailand to a place, because I travel a lot, obviously, with my other roles with Explore TV and Destination WA. And we'd filmed in Thailand at an elephant sanctuary and a hotel that was floating on the water, and my kids absolutely adored it. We went back and it was the most amazing experience for them. They washed an elephant, they helped to cut up the food for an elephant. One of the children got a bad belly, like an elephant, which lasted for a day. But that was the only minor thing about the thing. But the kids still, in that respect, wherever I go, I have to think of cost because there's four children. I have to think of something that all of them will be interested in. And also trying to get to and from places. Like with all those people in our family, it's how do we get cars? How do we get taxis? How do we get rooms? Yeah, it's quite
the influence that kids have on our travel planning as well.
Yeah.
And I think for my family, they also influence the airlines that we pick.
Yeah.
I want to have a bit of a break on a flight, so I want the in-flight entertainment. I want staff that know how to look after kids and have a bit of a joke with them, take them for a walk, that sort of thing, so I have a restful experience as well.
Yeah.
So if the kids have had a good flight experience with an airline, it's most likely we'll travel with them again. They'll say, can we go with those guys?
So who are your top picks then with airlines in your travel so far?
Certainly. You asked that, and off the top of my head, with travel this year, it's got to be Cathay Pacific.
What do they do that sets them apart?
Well, I think as well as a lot of other airlines, you got the in-flight entertainment, but it was also just the care. Mm. I was travelling with Tom to Hong Kong pre-protest, up to Disneyland, and Cathay Pacific, the attention to Tom in taking him for walks, having conversations at the back of the aircraft, those sorts of things, sitting him down, giving him that extra bit of ice cream, over all the adults around us, all of those little things just added up to a special experience for him that forms part of his travel experience, not just the destination but the travelling as well. Mm. So I think once you've got that, you don't want to let it go. You tend to show loyalty to those sort of companies as well.
We went on Jetstar Asia and it was atrocious. It was the worst experience my children and I had ever had coming back on one of the legs. Everything else was fine. But we couldn't even get water on the plane. We had to buy bottled water. They were giving out no cups of water. Their in-flight entertainment, the way it had, it didn't work. There was nowhere to plug in.
Is that the flight that you boarded drunk?
No.
That was the one in the papers, wasn't it?
No. I should have done, though. Possibly I would have ignored the whole experience. 10 minutes to three on 882 6 Barry. If you'd like to join us and you would like to perhaps win the prize that Chris has generously brought in, 922 11 882. And Elise has joined us. Hello, Elise. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Hey, nice to have you on the program. Do you do much travelling?
I used to travel a lot. Recently, since moving to Australia, I haven't travelled as much. I would love to travel more.
Hey, Elise, can you do me a favour? Can you just pop your head the other way or just try and get rid of that wind? There's a lot of wind rustling around behind you. Just try and change your location a bit.
Yeah, so, sure.
Fantastic. Thanks, Freddie. Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 16.
All right, and you were saying you've just arrived, you've come back to Australia, did I hear that correctly?
So we came to Australia 5 years ago from UK,
and
we haven't travelled as much since then. Yeah. It's always somewhere I wanted to go, but yeah, we kind of made the move 5 years ago, and it's been really cool just to travel around WA and stuff, and hike some of the mountains and stuff as well. It's been really cool.
Oh, great. All right, so now you're here. Where would you like to go to from Australia?
Well, I would love to go to somewhere like Hawaii or something. It could be pretty cool because I've seen it on like some of my favourite shows and stuff. Like they've got such cool beaches and such, such a very different kind of approach.
Now, you've raised something really interesting here for me because I always think of pop culture because I'm a fairly old fella as just being books and movies, but it can also be social media as well. And I see Hawaii coming up quite a lot in social media and celebrities visiting Hawaii and those sorts of things. Has that been something that's influenced your decision on wanting to go to Hawaii?
Yeah, well, I've definitely seen a few of the posts and, you know, the oceans and all that looks so cool, and definitely one of the reasons I want to go on top of TV shows and knowing people over there and sort of thing.
Okay. Well, Elise, it's a very interesting destination. A big question for you. What are your chances of getting there, do you think?
Maybe in a few years when I'm a bit older and I can pay for myself.
Oh, Elise, where are your parents right now? Are they listening?
No, my dad's out for Fremantle Sea Rescue. He does help for that and stuff. So, no, both my parents are actually not with me at the moment. But, we like to travel within WA when we have holidays because it's a lot cheaper and a bit more doable.
All right. Elise, thank you so much for joining us. You are the sole person in the running at this point in time for the prize pack. I can feel it might be coming towards you.
Strong chance of winning, I'd say.
Get on your legs. 882-6-3-0. If you'd like to join us, 922-11-882 is the talkback number. And Elise raised an interesting point then as well about travelling within WA because it's cheaper, and it is cheaper. I find too we do a lot more camping with the kids, and one of the places that I really, as a kid I know myself, enjoyed going camping to was a place called Nanga, which is just outside of Dwelling Up, where the river goes through there. So you can pull up, you know, park your, in the old days you used to be able to park your camper right on the water's edge. Now it's a little bit further back. They've created these fantastic parking spots for you. But once you get in there, there's no Wi-Fi coverage. So if you've got kids, they can't get on any flat screens unless you're stupid enough, and excuse me, I do say stupid enough, to actually allow the child to have the flat screens. I tell my kids as we go into those places, and also we've got friends with a farm down south, we take the flat screens and I actually lock them in the glove box in the car and turn the key. And they all look at me. At the start there was whinges, and now there's no whinges because they, it just gives them the opportunity to go out there and be and enjoy. I think that's a really important thing. You take your kids away to experience something. Oh, look, listen to me. I'm on my soapbox. You take your kids away to experience something, not to look at a flat screen, don't you think? Look at the flat screen at home. Look at the flat screen when you've got no mates. Don't do it when you're on holidays.
I know that when my kids don't have devices, they don't need devices. They find that fun. And I think if we're talking about bucket lists, and certainly within WA, some of those travel opportunities, even on a beautiful afternoon like today, to go to Les Moody Falls or to go up to Guildford, or if you've got up earlier in the morning, you've got time to do a drive down to Bunbury, stop off at the Crooked Carrot, of course, and grab the best coffee you can have on that drive, or Rockingham to go to Penguin Island, all of those sorts of things. I know my love of island came from pop culture, from Swiss Family Robinson, the Coral Island, things like that. So tapping into what kids are doing and enjoying as part of their life, the books they read, the movies they watch, finding those destinations close to home is pretty easy.
Yeah, I think so too. And getting them engaged is really important. Just leave the flat screens at home. And Chris Parry, that's where we're going to have to leave this bit of travel conversation this week.
Well done.
Where are you off to? Anyway, home. All right, we will talk to you in the future, not about home, about some of your travels. You're listening to 882-6-3-0. Chrissy Morrissey with you in the studio. It's 3:05.